The genesis of the Bulletproof Coffee Recipe. When I returned home, I brewed some tea, tossed it in the blender with some butter, and experienced nothing but a greasy cup of tea. Clearly, something different was happening back in Tibet. I picked up some high-end tea from a local Chinese merchant, but it still didn't have the magical effect I remembered. So I went to my local Whole Foods and another gourmet store, where I bought every single brand of gourmet butter from around the world to see if the butter was the variable that mattered. It was. After trying each of them, I learned that the trick was to use unsalted butter from grass-fed cows. If you're lucky, you can get it from a local farmer. But for the rest of us, Kerrygold Pure Irish Butter in the United States and European Union, and the New Zealand-produced Anchor Butter in much of Asia and Australia, fits the bill. From my anti-aging research, I knew about the tremendous health benefits of coconut oil. So I began experimenting with adding coconut milk and coconut oil to the tea. But it overwhelmed the tea. I switched from tea to coffee, my other great love. Besides butter, of course. The coffee stood up to the coconut oil better than tea. And the final crowning achievement was to add 1 or 2 teaspoons of MCT oil, a coconut extract, to the coffee, along with 1 or 2 teaspoons of unsalted, grass-fed butter or ghee. Together, these ingredients created the creamiest, most delicious, best performance-boosting cup of coffee I'd ever experienced. This is Bulletproof Coffee. For more than 7 years, I have started each and every day with a cup of Bulletproof Coffee, using the extra energy and brain power it provides to hack my body while blowing the doors off my career and thriving in every area of my life. It turned my brain back on and freed me from food cravings, and it's done the same thing for tens of thousands of others. The full Bulletproof Coffee recipe was able to keep me thin even when I was trying to gain fat on a diet of more than 4,000 calories a day with no exercise. I was determined to fully understand why. The first beneficial component of coffee is caffeine. Caffeine itself, from any source, is more than an energy booster. It may help ease cognitive decline and lower the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease by blocking inflammation in the brain. According to Gregory Freund, MD, from the University of Illinois, we have discovered a novel signal that activates the brain-based inflammation associated with neurodegenerative diseases, and caffeine appears to block its activity. Caffeine also increases insulin sensitivity in healthy humans, which is extremely important to sustained weight loss. Drinking any coffee has short and long-term effects on your brain. The short-term effect of coffee on mood may be due to altered serotonin and dopamine activity, whereas the mechanisms behind its potential long-term effects on mood may relate to its antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. But as you read earlier, the type of coffee you drink is also incredibly important. I can feel a negative change in how my brain works when I have moldy coffee, which is what led me to work on solving the problem with predictable results. I started lab testing coffee to identify the agricultural practices that led to perfectly clean beans that consistently gave me the highest performance. It took 10 years to identify every step of performance-robbing toxin formation in coffee, in the way it's grown, harvested, and shipped, and to create a reliable, perfect source of beans that always make you feel great when normal coffee gives you headaches, jitters, and crankiness. After lab testing my own beans for toxins, I asked volunteers to try them and see if there was a noticeable difference. The response was really positive, but I knew it was possible that it was all a placebo effect, meaning that they may have felt a difference simply because they expected to feel a difference. To shed some light on this, I designed a study to determine what impact, if any, my mold-tested beans would have compared to coffee from local coffee shops. It was these results that confirmed what I'd discovered myself and verified with a few guinea pig friends. To do this test, I started by registering with an institutional review board, which issues approvals for tests conducted on humans to verify that they're safe. I worked with a Stanford researcher to put together a statistically valid, uncomfortably rigorous set of tests. We asked 54 people, recruited from the Bulletproof Executive Facebook page, to conduct 2 batteries of cognitive function tests per day for 4 weeks while using different combinations of butter and coffee. Lab-tested upgraded coffee, black. Coffee made with beans from a local shop, black. Lab-tested upgraded coffee with butter. Coffee made with beans from a local shop with butter. We did not test MCTs, short-chain C8 MCTs, or coconut oil, because the test was already too long, and dropout, people not completing the test, was a problem. Nonetheless, the results were conclusive. With or without butter, the coffee from a local coffee shop produced statistically significant lower scores on tests of cognitive function compared to lab-tested, upgraded coffee beans. We measured 7 different executive functions using standardized psychology tests called backward spatial span, coding, sorting, color word, finger tapping, visual matching, and 3-back. On 6 of 7 measures, the lab-tested, upgraded coffee beans increased executive function compared to commonly available coffee beans sourced from multiple regions in the United States. Surprisingly, butter had a weaker effect and even a negative effect in one test in which coffee did not have a strong effect either. Butter works because it turns off hunger and frees up willpower, although it doesn't directly stimulate the brain the way coffee does. But thankfully, it doesn't appear to slow you down either. Clearly, using the right ingredients is important, but how you make your bulletproof coffee also has an impact on your health and performance. Certain oils in coffee, kawiol and cafestol, are unique and potent neurological anti-inflammatory agents that protect against oxidative stress and DNA damage. By brewing coffee with a metal filter like a French press, gold filter, or espresso machine, you save these precious coffee oils so they can do their job in your body. It's also important to blend the butter and MCT oil into your coffee rather than stirring it, because blending the butter breaks it up into something called micelles, which allow your body to use fat for energy. Your bile produces micelles too, but the more of them you have, the more fat your body can use. This means blending butter into your coffee assists your body in using fat as a source of energy. If you peel back the wrapper on a stick of butter and eat it like a Snickers bar alongside a cup of coffee, the results are not the same. I should know. I've tried it. Once I knew why properly prepared coffee made with my lab-tested, low-toxin beans was so beneficial, it was time to take a closer look at the remaining elements of bulletproof coffee to find out how they were able to produce such energy-boosting, fat-burning results. Imagine you were a computer hacker, and you broke into a new computer only to find that another hacker got there first and was already in control of it. You'd want to put your own control systems in place and take action to prevent the other hacker from messing with the system. It turns out that your gut bacteria are the other hacker, and they've put systems in place to give you food cravings and cause you to store more excess fat than your body would naturally. Your body has a finely tuned system for controlling fat burning and storage. Your liver creates a protein called fasting-induced adipose factor, FIAF. One thing FIAF does is block an enzyme called LPL, lipoprotein lipase, which tells your body to store fat. This means that when FIAF is high, your body burns additional fat, and your liver creates the right amount of FIAF according to your body's needs. The problem is that the bacteria in your gut also make FIAF, but they manipulate it for their own purposes. Gut bacteria are thought to actually suppress FIAF when you're eating a high-fat, high-sugar diet, and thus cause your body to store this fat rather than burning it. This is not to say that all gut bacteria are bad. They can be beneficial as long as you have the right ones in the right place. But too many, or the wrong types, can and will lead to obesity. Luckily, there are ways to out-hack the other hackers. When gut bacteria are starved of starch or sugar, they get hungry. Hungry bacteria make FIAF, and you burn fat. When gut bacteria are fed sugar or starch, they stop producing FIAF and you start storing fat. MCT oil, and particularly the shortest of the medium-chain fats, puts pressure on the population of gut bacteria, and when you use it during a fast, you're actively interfering with gut bacteria's attempts to make you store extra fat. The polyphenols in coffee also act as a probiotic for Bacteroidetes, the phylum of bacteria found more frequently in thin people. See Chapter 1. You can't increase the population of that bacteria with supplements. You have to feed it. By taking coffee with fat, you temporarily suppress all gut bacteria and then provide food for the thin people bacteria so they can proliferate. This is something I can actually see in my own gut lab panels and in Bulletproof Dieters' U-Biome results when they share them with me. They have above-average amounts of Bacteroidetes, the bacteria associated with being lean, and fewer of the Firmicutes phylum, associated with being obese. You should have some of both for optimal health, but changing the ratio really impacts your energy level and ability to regulate your own weight. There's a study in rats showing that coffee in combination with a diet high in fat, even unhealthy fats, was associated with decreased body weight, adiposity, liver triglycerides, and energy intake. The coffee caused more favorable body composition and helped to optimize the critical ratio of Firmicutes to Bacteroidetes. Coffee also improved circulating short-chain fatty acids, which is also good for the gut. In that study, the rats became insulin-resistant, something that also happens to humans during extended, very low-carb diets. We hack that problem by eating a meaningful amount of carbs at least once a week on the Bulletproof Diet. Replacing the milk in your coffee with butter is beneficial in several ways. One of the antioxidant polyphenols in coffee that helps your performance is called chlorogenic acid. When you put the milk protein casein into your coffee by adding milk, half and half, cream, or most fake creamers, the polyphenols become 3.4 times less bioavailable. Cultured butter has very little casein, and ghee has none. This means that by switching from milk or cream to butter, you get 3.4 times more antioxidants from your coffee. As you know, butter also contains butyric acid, which can help heal the gut and directly lowers inflammation in the brain. The coconut extract or MCT oil in Bulletproof coffee adds its own unique benefits to the mix. Just be sure to start slowly with MCT oil, as too much too soon can cause what Bulletproof followers commonly refer to as disaster pants. Much better than disaster pants, ketosis is a beneficial state where your body burns fat for energy instead of sugar. Normally, your body burns carbohydrates for fuel. When it runs out of carbohydrates, it starts converting fat to glycerol for energy. The liver produces ketones as a byproduct of this fat metabolism. Ketosis is a state your body enters when you have a lot of ketones in your blood and you are burning additional fat. It's possible to enter ketosis by eating a diet that's very low in carbohydrates with moderate protein and high healthy fats, but it's hard to get there and stay there. Bulletproof coffee hacks ketosis by using the shortest medium-chain triglyceride oil, C8-MCT, which makes it easier for your body to create ketones. In one study, simply adding 2 tablespoons of this oil to the diets of healthy young men resulted in 9% of their brain metabolism being powered by ketones, even when the men were eating carbohydrates. Normally, you have 0 brain metabolism powered by ketones after you've eaten carbohydrates. In other words, using the right C8 extract of coconut oil instead of just plain coconut oil provides a much easier path to burning more fat and feeling more energy. Most people achieve ketosis by avoiding carbs, but this is not necessary when you have Bulletproof coffee in the morning. I've tested this by eating a whole sushi dinner with 2 cups of rice and testing my blood ketones in the morning using a blood ketone meter that's similar to a blood glucose meter. The blood test showed a blood ketone level of 0.1, when 0.6 or above means you're officially in ketosis. I drank a cup of bulletproof coffee with added C8 MCT, and my blood ketones hit 0.7 within 30 minutes. Bulletproof coffee on an empty stomach is a fast path to mild ketosis and brings the benefits of mental focus and reduced food cravings. With plain coconut oil and a low-carb diet, you'd need to very carefully restrict carbs for at least 3 days to reach the same level of ketosis. A lot of people want to try making bulletproof coffee using beans they can find in local shops. This is possible, and though the results are not as consistent, I've come up with some ground rules for finding the highest quality, low-toxin beans. The first step is to go to the fanciest coffee shop in your neighborhood, hopefully one with its own roaster. If you don't know which one this is, use your web browser to search for a coffee roaster in your city. Visit the websites to get a sense of whether the place is run by coffee snobs who know their coffee, a good thing, or bored college kids, not such a good thing. In addition, this may sound odd, but in the hundreds of cities I have visited on business travel, the very best coffee shops have tended to have an unusually high number of tattoos and piercings. On the waitstaff, not the coffee. So look for a coffee place that smells like roasting coffee and is staffed with some really interesting-looking people. A coffee shop that takes the time to select great-tasting coffee will often have at least one selection that will help you perform better and taste great, but the staff are unlikely to know which beans are the safest. If you ask, you will usually hear that none of the beans have mold toxins. But this is something no one can tell by looking because they are measured in parts per billion. That's why I use lab tests. You can reduce the amount of toxins in your coffee by insisting on single-origin coffee instead of accepting coffee blended from many locations. Coffee from Central America tends to be lower in toxins than coffee from other regions, but that is not always the case. This can be time-consuming and doesn't guarantee results, so I simply travel with my own lab-tested beans, which I know I can trust to be virtually toxin-free and to give me a bigger and longer-lasting performance boost than any other coffee I've found. I believe that simplicity and laziness are virtues, so I don't waste time. This is not an issue of coffee snobbery. It simply matters that much to me to keep myself in a constant state of high performance. Bulletproof intermittent fasting. The idea of fasting for any length of time is a bit scary for all of us, and for good reason. This is because our Labrador brains are trained to think that the world is coming to an end when we stop eating, even for as few as 18 hours. But there are unquestionable benefits to short bouts of fasting, including a metabolic boost and sharper focus. Intermittent fasting, which traditionally means eating all of your food within a shortened period of the day, usually 6 to 8 hours, has gained popularity among biohackers, weightlifters, and paleo dieters because it is incredibly useful in aiding fat loss, preventing cancer, building muscle, and increasing resilience. This keeps you well-fed and tells your body to simultaneously build muscle and burn fat through some specific mechanisms I'll discuss in detail later. Intermittent fasting has been well-researched and found to have a number of health benefits beyond weight loss and increased focus. Alternate day fasting, one form of intermittent fasting, has been shown to prevent chronic disease, reduce triglycerides, and produce significant improvements in several markers such as LDL cholesterol in as little as 8 weeks. Perhaps most importantly, intermittent fasting increases neuronal plasticity and neurogenesis, meaning it literally makes it easier for your brain to grow and evolve. There's just one problem with this fasting. Common intermittent fasting protocols require you to skip breakfast and not eat lunch until after 2 o'clock p.m. That works great if you live in a cave, but if you're a parent holding down a full-time job like me, you'll probably find that your energy starts to decline right in the middle of your workday. Just when you want to be in a high-performance zone for work, your intermittent fast gets in the way. This problem led me to wonder if there was a way to get the benefits of intermittent fasting without scaring my Labrador brain into thinking it was the end of the species. The other problem with intermittent fasting is that if you're significantly overweight it's even harder for you than it is for most people to skip meals and simply go about your day. When I experimented with intermittent fasting, I was often cranky and cold by mid-morning, since it's common to have a lower body temperature while fasting. I looked for a way to hack this process. Since butter and MCT oil do not contain any protein, I knew my body would use them to quickly make ketones instead of turning on protein or sugar digestion. I tried intermittent fasting while adding a cup of bulletproof coffee in the morning, and the results were amazing. I lost fat and built muscle even faster than I did with plain intermittent fasting and without ever feeling hungry or tired. The fat in my bulletproof coffee was so satiating that I could work straight through until lunchtime or even dinner time with no distractions, but my body acted as if it was still fasting. I call this new technique bulletproof intermittent fasting, a simple hack that has allowed me to reap all the benefits of intermittent fasting with none of the negative side effects. It gives your body what it needs to perform well while totally ignoring food, tells your Labrador brain that all is well, and provides all the metabolic benefits of a fast. If you want to shed fat and improve your health as quickly as possible without slowing down, it's hard to beat bulletproof intermittent fasting. There are a few more reasons that bulletproof intermittent fasting works better than just having no food at all during a plain intermittent fasting plan. The first is that it triples down on a major physiological mechanism called mammalian target of rapamycin, or mTOR, which increases protein synthesis in your muscles and therefore helps build muscle. The more mTOR is suppressed, the stronger its action springs back and increases its muscle-building activity. Exercise suppresses mTOR in the moment, which is why you actually build muscle after you've finished working out, and the mTOR bounces back, and not during the workout itself. The two other main ways of suppressing mTOR so that you'll build muscle later are intermittent fasting and coffee. After fasting, mTOR rises when you eat and builds more muscle. The same thing happens after drinking coffee. This is so powerful that you don't even need to hit on all three mTOR triggers, exercise, fasting, and coffee, to get staggering results. I did bulletproof intermittent fasting regularly while eating more than 4,000 calories a day and never working out, and I still grew a six-pack. The other reason bulletproof intermittent fasting is so effective is that the MCT oil, or better yet, C8-MCT in bulletproof coffee, helps you go into ketosis even if you've eaten some carbohydrates the day before. As I mentioned earlier, limiting carbs on the bulletproof diet is a powerful way to produce a state of metabolic ketosis, but MCT oil also helps the body get useful amounts of ketones very quickly without extreme carbohydrate restriction. In addition to burning fat and helping you lose weight, ketosis increases your stamina. When your brain is running on ketones, you have more focus and don't experience the drops in energy level that are all too common on a high-carb diet, because your blood sugar remains steady during ketosis. You switch your metabolism into fat-burning mode, which frees you from sudden energy crashes and brain fog. You'll likely feel the difference in your brain first, as even mild ketosis has an immediate cognitive impact. Ketogenic diets are nothing new, but bulletproof intermittent fasting is a way to hack this established process to get the benefits of ketosis without the negative side effects or health risks. Staying in ketosis for too long can cause constipation, low body temperature, bad breath, adrenal fatigue, and even an accumulation of biogenic histamines in the bloodstream. By allowing you to dip in and out of ketosis through bulletproof intermittent fasting, the bulletproof diet provides a mild state of ketosis and increases your overall metabolic health. This combination is just plain superior, and will lead to a far superior you. The bulletproof intermittent fasting feeding window is 6 hours long, giving you an 18-hour fast. This is the perfect length for an intermittent fast, but this part of the bulletproof diet isn't black and white. This is your opportunity to be your own biohacker and experiment to see what works best for you. If your fast is only 16 hours long, you'll still get some, but not all, of the benefits of an 18-hour fast. Once the fast shortens to less than 15 hours, you'll start to lose most of the benefits because it takes that long for the body to adapt to a fast. But you can play around with this window of 15 to 18 hours to see what gives you the best results and the most mojo. You can also take advantage of this window by eating dinner earlier the night before if you have a business lunch the next day. For example, if you have a business lunch at noon the next day and want to achieve a 15-hour fast, all you need to do is stop eating at 9 o'clock the night before. For the first 2 weeks on the Bulletproof Diet, your breakfast will consist of Bulletproof coffee with creamy, delicious butter and MCT oil, or coconut oil, which doesn't work nearly as well, as it's only 15% as powerful as MCT oil. Don't worry that this will leave you hungry. The fats will satiate you and tell your Labrador brain that all is well. Since your body does not really recognize fat as a meal when it is eaten without protein, carbs, or sugar, drinking Bulletproof coffee in the morning instead of eating breakfast keeps you in fasting mode while satisfying your hunger and providing numerous benefits. Once you're in maintenance mode, if you want to eat something in addition to having Bulletproof coffee in the morning, the best idea is to eat a combination of protein and fat, like poached eggs or smoked salmon and avocado. Eating just protein without any fats is better than eating fruits or other carbs, but this will still lead to some food cravings. Eating protein, or carbs like sugar, in the morning also kicks on your body's digestion process, which ends the fast you'd been in while you were asleep. Your liver will want to have a source of metabolic fuel to help break down the protein, so you'll get a food craving a couple hours later. Eating fat along with the protein will prevent this by giving your body extra energy to break down the protein into amino acids. Plus, it's more satisfying. That said, if you are a woman, a heavily muscled athlete, or have a lot of weight to lose, you will likely benefit from having some protein with your Bulletproof coffee in the morning for the first 60 days. This will help reset your leptin sensitivity. For these people, I recommend blending collagen protein from grass-fed cows right into your Bulletproof coffee. It's flavorless and invisible, and it's good for your connective tissue too. I do this a few times a week. Eat carbs for dessert, not breakfast. Eating carbs in the morning will set you up for an energy spike and crash, along with food cravings throughout the entire day. If you decide to test this for yourself, it will be blindingly obvious. Try having just Bulletproof coffee instead of your usual breakfast, and see how long it takes you to want food. For most people, it turns off the desire for food for at least 5 to 6 hours. Then try having protein with your Bulletproof coffee for breakfast. You'll probably be full for approximately 4 to 5 hours, not as long as if you'd had a pure fat breakfast. Next, try eating a high-protein, low-fat breakfast with or without vegetables. You'll be satisfied, but for an even shorter amount of time. Finally, eat a bagel with low-fat spread or a bowl of cereal with fat-free milk for breakfast. It will only take about 2 to 3 hours until you have an intense desire for more food, most likely something like a donut. Oatmeal without fat will stick to your ribs a bit longer than a bagel, but not nearly as long as protein or fat. Eating carbs for breakfast not only leaves you hungry, but also takes you out of ketosis, which you should be in at least some of the time in order to keep your brain running at full speed. For all of these reasons, some diets famously recommended eating virtually no carbs at all, but as you read earlier, this sets you up for another host of problems. One reason the time of day you eat your carbs is so important is that you want to avoid continually feeding the bad bacteria in your gut throughout the day. As you read earlier, hungry bacteria make FIAF, which causes you to burn fat. When gut bacteria are fed sugar or starch, they stop producing FIAF and you start storing fat. Feeding your gut bacteria starch and sugar all day long is a terrible idea because it will cause your body to store fat instead of burning it. This is why bacteria-rich yogurt isn't a great breakfast either. As a biohacker, I had to test this out. For 1 week, I added Jerusalem artichoke extract, a powerful source of prebiotic fiber that gut bacteria love, to my bulletproof coffee. I swallowed a commonly sold stomach acid-resistant probiotic capsule at the same time. The results? I gained 10 pounds in a week, and my pants didn't fit. It was gross. I don't own fat pants anymore, and I had no intention of buying them. It took 7 days to lose those 10 pounds using normal bulletproof techniques. This taught me that gut bacteria should be fed during specific times of the day to promote FIAF production and avoid unnecessary weight gain. The bulletproof solution is to eat a modest amount of bulletproof carbs, about 30 grams plus vegetables, but only with your evening meal or soon after. Once or twice a week, eat 100 to 150 grams. The exact amount depends on your hunger, your stress levels, and how fast you want to lose weight. Eating fewer carbs nightly brings faster weight loss. There are a few reasons it's important to eat your carbs at night. The first is that your body uses starch and sugar to make serotonin, a neurotransmitter that relaxes you and helps you sleep. If carbs are going to make you relaxed and cause your energy level to drop, you might as well time this for when you want to go to sleep instead of when you need to perform and focus. It's also helpful to be asleep by the time your Labrador brain feels that energy crash and begins demanding more sugar. Finally, the extra blood sugar you get from eating carbs at night will help your brain do the work it needs to do while you're sleeping. This will dramatically improve your quality of sleep while allowing your body to produce moderate levels of ketones and providing raw materials to form tears and mucus. Tears and mucus are made from carbohydrates, and it's metabolically difficult for some people to make enough tears by converting protein to glucose. This is my primary way of achieving all of the low-carb benefits without the established problems that come from long-term low-carb dieting. The proper timing of carbs is one way the bulletproof diet works like it does. Any other long-term, high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb diet simply won't allow you to achieve the same results. Bulletproof Protein Fasting. Through my anti-aging nonprofit work, I discovered some interesting information about the body's natural cleaning process called autophagy, which recycles the junk in your cells and turns it into energy. This is the cellular equivalent of burning your trash to stay warm. Over time, cells accumulate dead organelles, damaged proteins, and oxidized particles that interfere with cell function and accelerate aging. Autophagy is the body's method of clearing out this clutter, meaning it helps keep you young. Clearly, autophagy is something you want your cells to do well in order to look, feel, and perform your best. Autophagy is required to maintain muscle mass, and it inhibits muscle breakdown in adults. Since I was interested in staying younger and building muscle by spending less time working out, and who isn't, I was determined to hack autophagy. I started by looking at the two main signals for the body to turn on autophagy. The first is fasting. I realized that this was one of the reasons I was experiencing such amazing results with bulletproof intermittent fasting. But through my research, I found there was an even better way to turn on autophagy, and that's by occasionally limiting protein consumption. When you do this, you force your cells to find every possible way to recycle proteins. In their search, they bind and excrete toxins that were lurking in your cell's cytoplasm, the gel-like substance enclosed within the cell membrane. It's like taking your car to the car wash and having it deep cleaned. Studies have shown a number of additional benefits to being protein deficient that are similar to the benefits of fasting. The first is that protein deficiency lowers insulin and mTOR. Remember, stomping down mTOR so its secretion can spring back up is key to building muscle. The problem was, I had spent almost a year as a raw vegan, which automatically limited protein, and found that it caused me many health problems. In fact, being chronically protein deficient is awful for your brain and your body. The trick was to come up with a way to become temporarily protein deficient. The simplest way to do this is to do a traditional fast and eat nothing for 24 hours or longer. I decided to experiment with this and do it right. In 2008, I arranged to be dropped off about 20 miles outside of Sedona, Arizona, in a national forest where there was a little-known cave. I brought a sleeping bag, water, a knife, and a cell phone in case of emergencies. I meditated there for 4 days and lost about 15 pounds. Since I was eating nothing at all, there's no doubt I was benefiting from autophagy, but I was also benefiting from the fact that fasting caused my gut bacteria to secrete FIAF so I could burn fat, not to mention the fact that I was eating no calories at all. When I returned to civilization, I wanted to experience the benefits of autophagy without all the fuss, but eating nothing for 24 or 48 hours is inconvenient if you have a job or friends. The hack for this is bulletproof protein fasting. On 1 day per week, I started limiting my protein to no more than 25 grams. As I experimented with different amounts, a good friend and fellow biohacker named Josh Whiten told me to aim for 15 grams or less instead of 25, and to be more rigorous in my counting. I hadn't realized that most foods that say they have 0 grams of protein per serving on the nutrition facts label actually do have some protein that adds up when eaten in quantity. Coconut cream is a good example. The label says it has no protein, in a serving size of 2 tablespoons. But when I was sipping a delicious quarter cup of the stuff on a protein fasting day, I was getting a full gram of sneaky protein. Indeed, when I switched to a strict 15 grams a day, I felt a huge difference and had a visible reduction in my abdominal inflammation and muffin top. No, I don't walk around looking like a fashion model every day. Muffin top happens to the best of us. Now, on the 1 day a week I'm bulletproof protein fasting, I basically eat a vegetarian diet of bulletproof foods with less than 15 grams of protein, including some bulletproof carbs and tons of fat. Later in the book, I'll provide you with specific meal plans you can follow on your protein fasting day. Keep in mind, this is not a cheat day. Do not give yourself permission to hit up all of your local fast food joints and then eat an entire cake. Bulletproof protein fasting is simply a great way to get an even better reduction in inflammation and superior bulletproof results. Like bulletproof intermittent fasting, bulletproof protein fasting is not an all-or-nothing deal. If you find that a full day of protein fasting is causing muscle loss or some other unwanted side effects, cut back so that instead of going a whole day without protein, you're skipping protein at several meals in a row. You can also play around with the total amount of protein you're eating on the day of your bulletproof protein fast. This is another great opportunity to be your own biohacker in order to get optimum results. I tried eating only protein at dinner, but didn't get much of the slimming effect. So, I either do it right for a full day at 15 grams of protein or less, or I just don't do it. About 2 months ago, I was hit with a bout of adrenal fatigue. In the process of doing some online searches, I came across the Bulletproof website. This has been an incredible discovery. Coffee is supposed to be avoided if you have adrenal fatigue, but I ordered a Bulletproof kit with coffee beans and brain octane. I start my day this way along with a glass of water with Himalayan salt and a 15-minute yoga posture. This regimen has propelled me ahead in my recovery. The first question I ask myself now before I eat or drink anything is it bulletproof? Your website is a treasure trove of valuable information that comes across to me as a labor of love. Dawn. I've had several GI issues since 2011, which led me to have to stop drinking green tea due to the caffeine, and at 36 years old, I've never been a coffee drinker. However, based on my own biohacking journey, it sounded like I couldn't go wrong with Dave. My first cup of bulletproof coffee included the brain octane oil, which had an immediate mental alertness effect. The effect is so positive that it's all I need to hit the gym first thing in the morning feeling strong. Nick. I saw a friend I had not seen in 25 years and he asked if I had ever heard of putting butter in coffee. He explained how it works and what it is supposed to do. This is a very intelligent guy, by the way, so I took his advice and ordered some beans and MCT oil from the Bulletproof executive. At the time, I weighed 288 pounds and entered a Biggest Loser contest at my work. Needless to say, I crushed the competition. In 7 to 8 weeks, I lost about 70 pounds. The competition was supposed to last for 12 weeks, but I crushed everyone else so badly, they all quit before the end. Jason Hood. To say I am in the best mental, physical, and spiritual state of my life would not be an exaggeration. I feel like a warrior. I can handle life's obstacles with a grin and energy. I have extreme focus and speed on completing any tasks, and my body has not been this lean and happy since I was a kid. My creativity and resourcefulness has also risen. My dreams grew. My life has changed, and I am absolutely excited to be journeying through it. I throw butter or ghee or MCT oil into any hot beverage I take. I do it all for me, but the look on people's faces who absolutely do not understand this life-changing concept is quite priceless. Gosha. I have been eating Bulletproof for 2 months, and I have seen tremendous changes. My acne is gone, I have conquered food cravings, and I got straight A's for the first time ever because of my amazing focus from Bulletproof coffee. Bulletproof has positively affected every aspect of my life, and I am beyond grateful. David. I started off trying Bulletproof coffee with garbage coffee and garbage butter. But when I took the time to try out the real thing, it was a totally different experience. My brain worked better, and I love how I think and reason while running on fats. When studying for the MCAT for 6 months, I drank Bulletproof coffee every morning. On the day of the test, I walked in with a big thermos of Bulletproof coffee and a lot of confidence. I knew that I would have the mental energy to attack the test. While Bulletproof coffee wasn't the only thing that led to my success on the MCAT, I also hacked my sleep, hit the books like it was my job, and got my diet in check. But it definitely was a major building block of my overall test-taking strategy. Eugene. By incorporating healthy fats from grass-fed butter and MCT oil into my upgraded coffee, I have healthy energy that lasts all day. I'm keeping my joints and ligaments healthy by adding grass-fed collagen into the mix, and including grass-fed whey to make sure I'm getting the best protein to keep muscle recovery a top priority. I recommend the Bulletproof protocols to anyone trying to up their game in any facet of their life. Samuel Shaw, professional wrestler with TNA Impact Wrestling. For several long years, I counted calories, monitored nutrient intake, clocked in several hours a week doing cardio, and became vegan. Yet there was no progress. I felt amazing with tons of vegetables in my body, but I developed issues digesting my legumes and had insatiable cravings for carbs. The worst part is, I never felt full and never kept weight off. I started to accept the fact I would just never have control of my body, and that this was simply my own personal, optimal state. It wasn't until I stumbled upon Bulletproof coffee, and eventually the Bulletproof diet, that I realized what optimal truly meant. Ariel. Chapter 5. Sleep less and boost your energy. Most people have horrible sleep fitness. They waste time falling asleep and then spend hours in a light sleep state that doesn't have the same body and brain-boosting benefits of deep and REM sleep. This used to be me. I'd spend an hour trying to fall asleep because my brain wouldn't stop rehashing the day's events or dwelling on what was coming up the next day. I woke up every morning still feeling groggy. Sleep also seemed like a waste of precious time. There was always something more interesting to do. Throughout my life, I've tried several different sleep experiments because I wanted to spend more time experiencing life and less time sleeping. Back in high school, I slept 3 to 4 hours a night, from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock a.m., and then arrived at school so exhausted that I was famous for taking a nap in almost every class. That meant an additional 1.5 hours of sleep broken into 15-minute naps spread across 6 periods. Since I was ranked 2nd in my class, my teachers let me get away with this. On Fridays and Saturdays, I'd sleep for 10 to 12 hours a night, putting my weekly average at between 6.5 and 7.3 hours of sleep per night. This was not efficient, nor did it improve my health. And there's evidence that people under the age of 20 need extra sleep. I also found that I had to rely on soda to remain alert when I wasn't sleeping in class. In college, my schedule was more flexible, and I decided to follow my natural circadian rhythm. I found that when class schedules allowed, I naturally stayed up until 6 o'clock a.m., and then slept until 11 o'clock a.m. or noon. This method didn't really save a lot of time, and didn't seem to help with alertness either. While starting my career, I decided to complete 2 semesters of computer information systems classes in a single semester. I slept 2 to 3 hours per night, from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and then drove to school barely awake before downing 40 to 60 ounces of coffee and starting a day of classes. I felt awesome until crashing 3 hours later, and then struggling to make it through the rest of the day. I worked out with weights several times a week in an effort to gain more energy. In retrospect, I realized that I gave myself adrenal fatigue and probably hurt my thyroid function with this experiment, because the intense workouts and so little sleep were putting so much stress on my body. Then I read about polyphasic sleep, which involves sleeping for 20 minutes at a time every 4 hours. I tried it briefly a year or two later, but the massive inconvenience and rigidity of the schedule in no way made up for the few hours of sleep it saved. All these years of experimenting with sleep helped me learn more about sleep quality, which is determined by how fast you fall asleep and how much time you spend in REM and delta, deep restorative sleep. Through a combination of self-experimenting and biohacking, I've finally learned how to optimize my sleep quality and recovery, and this has allowed me to have more experiences than most people my age. I've been fortunate enough to run strategy for 2 different billion-dollar companies, have 3 of my companies acquired, work for a venture capital firm, teach for 5 years at the University of California, advise dozens of startups, run an anti-aging nonprofit, become host of a nationally syndicated radio show, and start the Bulletproof Executive and number 1 ranked iTunes podcast with information that's reached millions. But life isn't just professional accomplishments. It's personal. I also spend lots of time with my lovely wife, Lana, and our 2 young kids. In the last 3 years, I've found extra time to go through several week-long 40 Years of Zen programs to teach my brain new abilities that normally take years of meditation. This is an intense program I use with executive coaching clients to quickly control stress and increase performance, and it requires you to be connected to a neurofeedback electroencephalogram machine for a week, focused entirely on making your brain do what an advanced Zen master's brain does. One of the reasons I've been able to do all this is because I taught myself to sleep less than most people. Based on Americans' average sleep time, over the first half of my life, I've had roughly an extra 8 years to live without being tired all the time. It really is possible to reap all the benefits of sleep in less time. You can train your brain to sleep better, and healthy people need less sleep in the first place because they recover faster. Sleep is an important part of the Bulletproof diet because there is actually a direct link between your diet and your sleep. What you eat directly affects how well you sleep, and the quality of your sleep also has a dramatic impact on your weight loss, or gain, and your performance. Getting high-quality sleep is one of the most important variables in improving your brain function, longevity, and performance in all aspects of life. Life is too short to wake up tired. Most people still equate good sleep with getting 8 consecutive hours. But a University of California at San Diego paper on sleep research and aging reviewed data from 1.1 million people and determined that there is no statistical reason to sleep longer than 6.5 hours per night. In fact, the people who slept 6.5 hours a night lived longer than the ones who slept 8 hours. No, this doesn't mean that sleeping for 8 hours a night will kill you, But it might mean that if it takes 9 or 10 hours of sleep for you to feel human, you're less healthy than someone who feels great after only 6.5 hours. In short, the healthier and more bulletproof you are, the less sleep you might need. This is not a license to starve yourself of sleep. But just as more protein is not always better, more sleep is not always better either. It's about getting the right quality and the right amount for you. Ultimately, the quality of your sleep is much more important than the quantity, and getting good quality sleep is important indeed. Lack of good sleep can make you fat, give you cancer and heart disease, and substantially increase your risk of dying, while quality sleep has a slew of major benefits for your mind and body. One good night of sleep can improve motor speed without loss of accuracy in executing a new motor skill by 20% compared to not sleeping, while getting quality sleep increases your ability to gain new insight into cognitive tasks by 50%. Meanwhile, good sleep promotes skin health and a youthful appearance, controls optimal insulin secretion, encourages healthy cell division, and increases athletic performance. So how do you improve the quality of your sleep? The trick is to upgrade your metabolism with a bulletproof diet and then hack your sleep so you can sleep even better. Now it is possible to literally gain more hours in the day while preserving and often even boosting your health, mental function, and energy. Unhacked sleep takes forever, about 34% of your life if you sleep as much as your body will let you without an alarm clock waking you up, or two young kids in my case. If you bulletproof your sleep and cut it down to only 20% of your life, you will still sleep about 5 hours a night. Assuming you live to 80, cutting sleep to 5 hours a night is like gaining an additional 16 years of waking life. Think about what you would do with all that extra time. You could get 5 master's degrees, start another career, enjoy a lot more sex, play with your kids, or you could just play bingo. It's your time. Own it. Bulletproofing your sleep doesn't mean that you have to sleep for less than 6 hours a night. In fact, at the time I'm writing this, my average night's sleep over the last 456 days is exactly 6 hours and 1 minute, according to one of the 2 sleep tracking systems I use, although I did go for 2 years on less than 5 hours per night. Even if you already sleep 8 or more hours a night and plan to continue that, you will greatly benefit from improving the quality of your sleep. But when you're practicing the bulletproof diet in combination with these sleep efficiency hacks, you can almost always sleep less without suffering the negative effects of lost sleep. If you're obese or suffering from chronic illness, deal with that before you hack your sleep. If you can't sleep, there are 3 main reasons for it. Either you're not tired, you're distracted, or you have a biological problem, a hardware problem in hacker speak, such as sleep apnea or hormone irregularities that needs medical attention. Well, the first 2 of these possible issues are pretty easy to control. If you're living in a state of high performance, sleep should be a conscious act, not something that just happens. You have the power to do specific things to make sure you're tired when you decide to go to sleep. This includes eating the right foods at the right times, taking supplements and/or drugs, and using technology. Diet hacks for better sleep. In 2012, researchers identified a new maintenance system called the glymphatic system, which uses the cell's mitochondria to remove cellular waste from the brain. They noted that this system is particularly active during sleep. In other words, as you sleep, your brain cell's mitochondria remove cellular waste. If you improve your mitochondrial function during sleep, you'll turbocharge your brain's maintenance system and get more cleanup done in fewer hours of sleep. Some core practices on the bulletproof diet improve mitochondrial function. In 2013, another team of researchers learned that autophagy is required for healthy brain cell mitochondria. Remember what increases autophagy? That's right, bulletproof intermittent fasting and protein fasting. The very shortest chain MCT oil also provides ketones, which act as fuel for the mitochondria. If you follow the bulletproof diet, you're already upgrading your brain's ability to drain waste as you sleep. This means that by itself, following the Bulletproof diet will help most people get better quality sleep. But sometimes, we can all use a little boost. As someone who wants to perform your best, you want to do everything possible to increase cellular energy in the brain while you sleep. Formula One race car mechanics are obsessive about how they maintain and fuel their high-performance machines. Your brain is the highest-performing machine in your body. Increasing its efficiency pays dividends during waking hours, and even more so during sleep. There are several ways beyond the basic Bulletproof diet to use your diet to improve your sleep, but certain dietary sleep hacks work better for some people than others. This is highly variable, so customize your own ultimate sleep plan by taking this opportunity to be your own biohacker to find out which of these sleep hacks works best for you. Don't try all of the dietary sleep hacks at once, because they work in different ways and can counteract each other. Try them out one at a time and see which ones supercharge your sleep. Fill up with fat at dinner. This hack works for almost everyone and is an inherent part of the Bulletproof diet. Fat is a long-burning fuel for your mind and body, and filling up with clean fats at dinner gives you a steady stream of energy. Grass-fed butter, animal fat, and coconut oil are all good choices, but extra concentrated MCT oil is my personal favorite. The shortest length fats of MCT oil are converted into ketones that are immediately used as fuel for your brain, and MCT oil also helps you burn body fat while you sleep. I've noticed that I think faster and more clearly the next morning if I have 1 to 2 tablespoons of MCT oil the night before with dinner, or even right before bed. Try drinking the No Coffee Vanilla Latte, which contains MCT oil, as a Bulletproof nightcap. Like Bulletproof coffee, this drink will not take you out of the fasting state without added protein. Caution: if you're not used to any MCT at all, start slowly and be sure to mix it into something, as in the vanilla latte, so it is gentler on your stomach. As I mentioned earlier, too much MCT oil can cause the runs, which will definitely prevent you from sleeping well. Fuel with low mercury fish or krill oil. DHA, an omega-3 fatty acid, has a lot of benefits, such as protecting against the negative effects of fructose on brain function, improving mood, and reducing anxiety and depression, improving insulin sensitivity, and increasing muscle growth. Studies have shown that fish oil, which contains DHA, aids in the secretion of serotonin, a neurotransmitter that promotes feelings of wellness and lowers levels of stress hormones that can interfere with sleep. I've experimented with various kinds of fish oil and pretty much every other omega-3 supplement you can think of, and I've found that krill oil gives me the best sleep. In fact, it's the only one that has made a noticeable impact. I recommend consuming 1 gram of fish or krill oil, either with dinner or at bedtime. Avoid flaxseed oil and hemp seed oil because they are high in omega-6s and low in omega-3s and are not bulletproof foods. Prime with protein. Our bodies use protein for muscle repair and immune function. The muscle repair happens at night during deep sleep, so you want to make sure your body has all the raw materials it needs at night to heal and grow new tissue. The problem is that most forms of protein are not well digested before bed. A lot of protein powders, and even most sources of animal protein, take a lot of work to digest and can leave you with a heavy feeling during the night. The resources that are used to digest these proteins would also be better used fueling your brain. Too much protein also raises an alertness chemical in the brain called orexin, which can disrupt your sleep. The solution I recommend is taking 1 to 2 tablespoons of hydrolyzed grass-fed collagen peptide before bed. Hydrolyzing the proteins makes them more digestible, so they don't cause the problems listed above. You can mix this right into your no-coffee vanilla latte and benefit from 2 sleep hacks at once, as the MCT oil in the latte will give your body the extra energy it needs to break down the protein. Enjoy the power of whey protein. This is another option that can be taken instead of, not in addition to, collagen protein. Grass-fed, undenatured whey protein concentrate